the Belichick story is remarkable because it really began in desperation and then failure and then redemption, at least for Belichick, and of course frustration for Cleveland fans. Because when Art Modell took over the Browns, mm-hmm. bought the team in the early 60s, he fired a very big name coach.
Paul Brown, the right. legendary coach.
Legendary. Basically, some people say the godfather of pro football. Ever since then, Art Modell was looking for his own Paul Brown.
One that he developed and he found.
Yes, that he found. And I remember him telling me not long after he hired Belichick that this is my Paul Brown. Belichick at this point was a young defensive coordinator coming from the New York Giants. He came in right after the Browns had just had their really good run in the late 80s with Bernie Kosar.
Mm-hmm. At quarterback.
Belichick correctly saw this team was getting old. So is this guy come in from New York with this sort of arrogant attitude? This is how it was viewed locally. Mm-hmm. Getting rid of our favorite players. 1993, Belichick decided Bernie Kosar can't play anymore. Cut him at midseason. So this is just awful. Now what happened though, that was 1993. In 1994, his fourth year, the Browns suddenly...
They started winning. Yeah, they were good.
So they go 11-5. Trivia question. Who is the last Browns coach to win a playoff game?
It was Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. He actually beat the New England Patriots.
In 1994.
What happened the next year?
The team moved.
Art Modell is nowhere to be found other than doing this press conference in Baltimore where he's standing up announcing, I want to thank my friends, the Baltimore, Maryland Bankers.
Right.
And that was one. And he disappears. So this is where I actually gained some respect for Belichick, because he never said, hey, don't look at me. Yell at the owner. I'm not moving the team. But he had to take it every day. And then you'd go to these games. You just hear these chants. Bill must go.
They blamed him.
Right. And the whole team fell apart. They had losing year. It was a mess. So Bill gets fired when they move to Baltimore. He does not become the coach. So Belichick basically at this point has four losing seasons, one playoff victory. Nobody will touch him.
Well, he did get some jobs as an assistant under Bill Parcells with the New York Giants and New England Patriots, then became the Patriots head coach in 2000. And Terry, he kind of started learning from some of his mistakes in Cleveland.
Right. They realized we need to start drafting football players, not just guys that, you know, test well on the cone drills and all the weight, you know, all this combine stuff. We want skilled football players, too. So they changed their drafting philosophy around. But, of course, what really made Belichick?
His quarterback, Tom Brady.
Sixth round pick. But in the same way, Paul Brown, early in his career with the Browns, hooked up with a quarterback named Otto Graham, who became the quarterback of his era. Belichick and Brady have hooked up.
How does Cleveland view Bill Belichick now as we continue to see him going to Super Bowls? Do we think back to those wounds?
I think pretty much they're past it now because there's so many other wounds of missed opportunities and so on. I just think still those of us who saw Bill as a younger coach are just shocked to see this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was no question he knew football, but his communication skills seemed poor. Amanda, you know, there's two schools of thought on Belichick. One is he's the genius, the guy cutting edge or whatever. The other is, look, he got hooked up with the quarterback of his generation. He's been riding that. Mm-hmm. The answer is both.
And he really has kind of built a career that mirrors Paul Brown's.
Exactly. That's the legacy.
Do you see any of that potential in current Browns coach Hugh Jackson?
In my mind, actually, I'm more encouraged by Hugh Jackson than the last few coaches. The players trusted him a lot more this year than I saw them trust other coaches. Part of it is a reason why you can't just dump out on these guys right away. No coach since 2008 has lasted more than 2 years, and you wonder why you stink.
Yeah, and Belichick's been at New England how many years?
Since the year 2000.
Well, Bill Belichick's legacy traces all the way back to Cleveland, the last coach to win a playoff game in Cleveland, and maybe we just hope Hugh Jackson can channel some of that.
It was only 23 years ago, Amanda.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks.